schools, Padres, and the enrollment numbers that deserve scrutiny. San Diego Unified is 3 days into the 2026-27 school year, with encouraging early enrollment figures. 1,950 new enrollments in July and 1,083 in June, together exceeding the district's 1,309 student annual recruitment target before a full week of class has elapsed. Nearly 100,000 students are back across 175 schools, and the district reports that more than 71% of 2026 graduates met its college or career-ready measure. YouTube is now blocked on school-issued Chromebooks unless a teacher explicitly enables it for instruction, and non-instructional gaming is similarly restricted, policies that took effect Monday, August 10. The district is simultaneously advancing less visible but substantive curriculum work, an elementary math rollout, revised sixth-grade math materials, and a new elementary literacy curriculum backed by state literacy funding. Results from this kind of instructional infrastructure investment typically require years to surface in standardized test scores. The enrollment numbers, however, deserve careful interpretation. San Diego Unified has lost more than 17,500 students over 8 years, driven by high housing costs, declining regional birth rates, and competition from charter and private options. Summer enrollment campaigns can capture genuinely new families, but they can also reflect returning students or families who register without ultimately attending. The district's October 1 attendance count, which determines state funding allocations and is publicly reported, is the first real verification of whether this summer's figures represent a structural shift. A second interpretive caution involves the causal link the district is drawing between its new technology restrictions and the enrollment uptick. The connection may be real. It may also reflect unrelated demographic shifts, changes in charter school availability, or outreach intensity that would have produced similar results regardless of screen policy. The district has a board-mandated early assessment of the technology restrictions due in January, and a $3.5 billion construction bond measure on the November ballot, noted partly on the grounds that nearly half the district's schools operate below 70% capacity. If October attendance confirms a genuine enrollment rebound, the bond narrative strengthens. If summer numbers prove to be an artifact of aggressive outreach, that tension between record enrollment and half-empty schools will need to be reconciled publicly. On the field, the Padres completed a 3-game sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers, who entered the series as MLB leaders at 74-47, with a 4-3 win in 11 innings Wednesday night at Petco Park. Jackson Merrill tied the game with a sacrifice fly in the 11th inning. Luis Campusano delivered the walk-off with a 2-out single that scored Sun Myung Song. San Diego stands at 65-57 on the season with 5 consecutive wins.